Welcome to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Your speaker this morning is Robert Swain. Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, how much do I truly love the Lord? This may seem like a strange question to ask, for most likely each one who is listening today believe that they love the Lord. We may attend some religious services on occasion, and we feel that there's a God. We may bow our heads in thanks unto God as we sit down to eat. We may even assist our neighbors who are in need. And someone might ask, is this not showing that we love the Lord? Now, we cannot ask this question without the thought entering our mind that there are many things for which we should love the Lord. When we consider our very bodies, we need to recognize and realize that were it not for the grace of God, we would not be here, nor could we make a move, nor even have a thought. The Apostle John speaks of Christ in John 1 and 3 when he says, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. Then in verse 10, John says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. The Apostle Paul says, for in him are all things created in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Colossians 1, 16 and 17. It is of the Father in heaven that Paul says, in whom we live and move and have our very being. The birds of the heaven, the beast of the field, and the fish of the sea were created for our use, and God hath clothed the earth in grass and trees and herbs, and set the sun in the sky by day and the moon by night for our blessings. There is nothing that we do or that we enjoy or that we think that is not by the grace of God. And yet, man from beginning of time has rebelled and cursed and rejected the Creator. But in face of this rejection, we see a loving Father, and he expresses his great love for mankind in his willingness and desire to give his Son that we might have a hope of eternal life. And yet, I wonder, have we really truly grasped the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life? John 3 and 16. Can you truly fathom a love that would give his Son to come to this sin-cursed world, live a life of poverty, die a shameful death on a cross, and be buried in a borrowed tomb, so that you and I might escape the consequences of sin? My friends, that is love. You know, Jesus didn't die for lovely people. He didn't die for those who walk with God. But notice what the Apostle Paul says, for while we were yet weak, in due season Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, 6-8. Truly, God's love for you and me was demonstrated by the sending of Christ Jesus and his willingness to come and eventually to die on that cruel cross, that we might become the friend of God once again. God's love took that first step toward us. Hear the Apostle John as he speaks in 1 John 4 and 10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Christ exhibited his love for us, as the writer of Hebrews tells us,